Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Amy Kyo.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah. When was the last time we spoke? Was it Toy Show? No, we've spoken since then, haven't we?
No, I think it was the Monday after the Toy Show.
That's it. Just say, how are you and how did you feel about being on the Toy Show at the time when you met Ed Sheeran and he offered you tickets to... What did he offer you on the night when you met him doing the karaoke?
Well, he offered me tickets to go to Wembley over here in London with my... And he said that I couldn't invite my whole family with me.
So that was then. And then what? The people got in touch with you? What's been happening in the last few weeks?
Well, I'd just like to say thanks to Mary Kay from Warner Ireland for all the organising.
A very good woman she is too.
Yeah, they were brilliant because they were always making sure that we had everything like right, like our hotel room and everything.
Yeah, okay. And what did they organise for you?
Well, they organised us our hotel, and we're staying in the Hilton Hotel.
Lovely.
Which is right beside Wembley.
And when is the gig, or when was the gig?
And the gig was last night.
Oh, so you went along last night. And was it in the O2 or Wembley?
No, it was in Wembley.
Wembley. So you got along there. What was it like when you were heading down? Did you get the tube or what? How did you get there?
Yeah, we got the tube from the airport. And I haven't been to England before, so it was very exciting.
And when you got to the venue itself, what was it like?
Sorry?
When you got to the venue itself, what was that like?
It was amazing because Passenger and One Republic were supporting Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
And they both were brilliant.
And then the man himself came along. Did you have good seats?
We had brilliant seats. Our seats were sitting down because my younger brother and sister, but literally where we were sitting, you couldn't get any nearer to the stage.
Get away.
It was absolutely brilliant.
So
and had a perfect view.
Who was with you?
My dad, my mom, my brother and my sister and then myself.
Good Lord. So it's the whole five of you, the big gang.
Yeah.
All five of you sitting beside each other.
Yep.
And then Ed Sheeran comes on and you're that close. Were you doing a lot of screaming and shouting?
Yeah. He kept the whole crowd just going throughout the whole night. It was it was the best concert I've ever been to.
What were the best songs he did on the night?
Oh my God. I liked Small Bump and Thinking Out Loud. I liked all of them, basically.
Yeah, Thinking of It Out Loud, of course, a big favourite for yours, no doubt.
Yeah, and Lego House as well.
And Lego House. And did the crowd go bonkers?
Yeah, everyone was just... He was, making sure that everyone just stood up and was dancing around because, it was the last night of Wembley. So he wanted the last night of Wembley to be the best night of Wembley. So it was amazing.
So he really got the best out of him. And then he's due over here in the next little while, isn't he?
Yeah, he's coming over to Croke Park.
And then he's
And anyone who's going to Croke Park, you're in for a treat because it will be a brilliant concert.
So it's just 2 weeks away and there's so many people have tickets and they're impossible to get now, but there's a lot of excitement about that concert because Irish people seem to love Ed Sheeran probably more than anyone else in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to Croke Park as well.
You are as well?
Yeah, me and my mum got tickets because he wanted to go and see him in our hometown, so we went over.
Oh, nice one. Okay, so you got sorted, that's good, and then you're going to see him again. So that's you're going to be... The one-woman Ed Sheeran fan club from here on in.
Yeah.
So what happened after the gig? Did you just go back to the hotel and hang out?
Yeah, we just went back to the hotel and we were all wrecked because we were all jumping around mad and everything. Oh, it was brilliant.
So you were ready for... And are you still in London this morning? You are, of course. It's only 20 past nine. So you're...
Yeah, I'm still in London this morning, but we're going home at our flight at 1:30. So we'll be back in Dublin for around 2:30.
And what are you doing for the summer, Amy?
I'm just chilling, basically.
Good. Hanging out.
Hanging out with my friends and everything, just chilling.
That's the best way to do it when you're your age. Just chill and hang out, catch up with people and not be doing homework and going to school for a change.
No.
Well, it's lovely talking to you and thanks for giving us the update on your trip to see Ed Sheeran because it completes the circle for us, really, from the... We chatted on I Know Stuff and then we met you on the Toy Show by sheer accident. And because I told you to apply for that. And then here we are talking to you in London the day after, the night before, and you had the time of your life.
I know.
I'm delighted.
Thanks so much again, Ryan.
You don't have to thank us because it was your own wonderful little live wire that you are, that gets you through in life. So keep going, keep smiling, keep being lovely, won't you?
I will. Thank you.
Congratulations.
We'll have to meet up again sometime.
We'll definitely meet up again sometime. We'll catch up with you and see what's going on in the world. And I know you're interested in this whole business, aren't you?
Yeah.
I know you'd be brilliant at it. So we'll talk again sometime. Okay. We'll keep an eye on you. We won't just say goodbye forever now. How's that?
And thanks again to Warner Music Ireland.
Yeah, sure. Well,
and Ed Sheeran, of course.
And to Ed and Mary-Kate and all the gang at Warner's. Yeah, they did a great old job, to their credit. So thanks for that. Amy, look after yourself. Love to the family, and we'll see you soon.
I will. You too, Ryan.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. There she goes, Amy Keogh, the lovely Amy Keogh. And she's a real star, that girl. And I'm delighted that it all went so nicely for her. And as I say, fair play to Ed Sheeran, such a generous offer. And of course, to all his people and Warner's for looking after that and making Amy and her family so comfortable.